This week on Jaguars Weekend, the Jaguars are back at home for the second week in a row, looking for a win to end a long streak. Plus, we're sitting down with one of the all-time greats.
Coughlin got on my butt. He said, "Jimmy, you're just letting this preseason go by."
Jimmy Smith will be inducted into the pride of the Jaguars. All that and more on Jaguars Weekend.
By Dreamfinders Homes, building the American dream one home at a time. Brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And by Cadillac.
It's hard, man. It's a challenging league, and you got to be on it at all times. And, you know, you can go through some strings like this.
The string is unfortunately seven consecutive losses, and the Jaguars have four games to go to try to figure something out. Welcome into Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Homes. J.P. Shadrick with you. Another loss for the Jaguars last week against the Denver Broncos, and again, turnovers, the big story. Three giveaways for the Jaguars in that game, something they have to clean up moving forward. There's not a lot of time to get things right, though. Four games to go in this regular season. Up next, the Minnesota Vikings, who need a December playoff push. After Sunday's loss, the Jaguars got back to work and yet again found that turnovers told the tale.
I don't believe in excuses. It's not all right where we are, and I'm not going to say it's all right. But I do know this, that they work hard each and every week, and, you know, that's what I anticipate seeing again next week.
The defense continued to play well, holding the Broncos to 1 of 13 on third down.
We want to finish really, really strong here in these last four games and see where we're at from there, but as far as, you know, the players that we have, the caliber of players, I think this is the best I've been around.
Up next, Week 14 and the 6-6 Minnesota Vikings with one of the top defenses in the NFL.
I think it'll be another challenge. I think, you know, it's exciting to see, what we can do against another top defense.
We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. Seven straight losses now for this Jaguars team. Let's start with the quarterback play for this offense. I think that's really where it starts and really ends for this team, right?
Well, it does, and as much as anything, there's been so many things we've all talked about. But as much as anything, it remains the turnovers. It remains the decision-making in the pocket. Four games left. I do think he'll start all four games. And, does he turn it around at this point? It still holds the key, and it always has.
Well, and you know what he has to do. Don't turn the ball over. I mean, that's the defining story. You said it early on that it was 19 turnovers. He's averaging almost 1.6 turnovers per game. You can't win at that rate. You can't win at one per game.
No.
So he's got a ways to go in order to turn his performance around. We'll see if he can do it in the final four games because it could be career-defining for him. He's got to get that chance.
And I do think he gets his chance all four.
Yeah, and him and some of the receivers are meeting earlier this week. That's a good sign. At least they're trying to get something moving. Now on the other side of the ball, defense has been a bright spot for this team, the fourth-ranked defense in the NFL. They got to get the ball away. That's the one thing left to become a really great defense that can take over a game.
Well, and you do that with a better pass rush. They've got Malik in the middle, and they've got young pass rushers who are still evolving, and it takes time for those guys, for Ngakoue and Fowler and the young pass rushers of this game, to be able to get to that make an impact every play kind of role. They're not there yet. I suspect when they are, we'll see the takeaways.
Well, I think sometime in the future, I don't know if it's these four games or 16 next year, the offense will get to a point where it's forcing the other offense to put the ball in the air in more risky situations. I think that has hurt the Jaguars' defense. Teams don't have to take chances against the Jaguars' defense because the Jaguars' offense is struggling.
We'll find out coming up this week. There's more ahead on Jaguars Weekend. We sit down with head coach Gus Bradley for a closer look at the Vikings' third-ranked defense. Former wide receiver Jimmy Smith is heading into the pride of the Jaguars, and Brian Sexton has a one-on-one.
The thing I most feel proud of about those years and that team, we didn't take much junk from it at all.
And with a December chill in the air, we've got a stew to keep you warm this week on Game Day Grub. That's all coming up, but first a closer look at Jay Smooth on Classic Jags, presented by Lexus.
The modern era of professional football has produced the most prolific passing numbers the game has ever seen. In the process, A great number of receivers became stars, including a guy in Jacksonville who came out of nowhere to establish himself as one of the best in NFL history.
Looking for Jimmy in the end zone. Touchdown, Jaguars! Touchdown, Jaguars! Touchdown, Jaguars!
Jimmy Smith, in my mind, is one of the top 20 best receivers in the history of the NFL and doesn't get his due.
I mean, Jimmy Smith was almost uncoverable at times in his career because of how he could get off the line of scrimmage and because he was so fast.
Important, you have to game plan for Jimmy Smith. And to me, that is truly the measure of a great player, is if the defensive coordinator is spending nights staying awake, figuring out how he's going to keep that guy from, you know, limiting the damage that he's going to do.
As good as anybody who's ever put the uniform on a catch in the football, Jimmy Smith was that, and really had the potential to be on that Mount Rushmore of Jaguars at some point.
I think Jimmy Smith should be in the Hall of Fame. He has the numbers to do that. He's one of those three guys that you think from that era who should be. He's as good as there was in that era.
Not only will Smith's career be memorialized on the walls of Everbank Field, his legacy in Jacksonville will last forever.
Man, but just be alert for that, okay? All right, what they're doing. Second and seven, I wouldn't expect them to go into an ET unless they're reading it. You know what I'm saying?
Good pass protection last week against a really good pass rush, and Doug Marrone's offensive line did a nice job against the Broncos. Check out the full Sounds of the Game feature each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Homes. This week, the Jaguars face the Minnesota Vikings with the third-ranked defense in the National Football League. Jeff Lagerman and head coach Gus Bradley take a closer look in the film room, presented by Cadillac.
You know, Gus, I had a conversation with you a while ago, and it's pertinent this week, because I had asked you who you respect around the National Football League when it comes to their defensive mind, and you came out right away without hesitation. You said Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, I do. I'm not sure he knows that the way I feel, but just in a chance to study his film and his defenses over the year, they play very sound, they're very aggressive, and they kind of carry his temperament. And also, we had some players that played for Mike Zimmer, and just the way they talked about him, the respect that he had, great defensive-minded coach.
He's got the number three defense in the National Football League, and the impressive stat is 22 takeaways as a defense.
Well, we can all relate to that. That's an important stat, and to see that they're that opportunistic. And, they really challenge teams. They play aggressive style of defense on the perimeter, up front. They got a great front. And then their linebacking unit, too, is one of the tops in the league.
And they're going to come in a little rested. They played Thursday night last week against the Dallas Cowboys. And you've said this the week before where you were referring to Malik Jackson. Big men running show up on film.
That's right. Everson Griffin, you can see him right here. You know, the ability to change direction. But it's that kind of effort. And then when he does hit you, I mean, he hits you with force, causes a big turnover.
Well, that's a heck of a hit, and a great job there by that right arm punching the ball out, and it's recovered by the linebacker Kendricks. And he wasn't the only one that caused a takeaway or a fumble in that situation in this game, because the other defensive end, Brian Robeson, who's been around the block for quite some time, nice pass rush against the right tackle, Doug Free.
He is, and he's been, you're right, these guys have got great experience on their side, and they play hard, they play aggressive, they get a good rush here, and not only to have the rush, but the run, reach, to be able to run and reach for the ball and get another turnover for the Vikings.
Well, I love physical corners, that's why I love Jalen Ramsey. Xavier Rhodes kind of along that line.
Well, Xavier, we had a chance to put a great deal of effort into studying him and watching him, because he is a type of corner that fits our style. The long, the length. But I think what really separates him, not only his coverage skills, but his aggressiveness on the perimeter. Does a great job, really a physical tackler.
You know, it's pretty impressive, too, in this game here. The Vikings were able to snap Jason Witten's catch streak at 130 games.
Well, that's an accomplishment in itself. You know, I think it shows how much awareness they have in their zone drops and the ability to play man-to-man coverage.
All right, thank you, Gus.
Okay.
Guys, thanks a lot. It's now time to get inside the Jaguars locker room with defensive tackle Cinderic Marks. Each week, he visits with a teammate. He calls it the Gold Room, and of course, we call it Players Only.
Today we got Sheldon Day. Welcome to the Gold Room.
Glad to be here.
Thanks, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. You didn't want to do it.
I mean, sometimes when you got somebody looking like you and somebody looking like me, you just don't blend well.
On this show, man, we like for people to get to know the player outside of the locker room. Mm-hmm. Things that they enjoy doing. Like for you, for instance, I mean, you love your dog person. You got your dog from the shelter. Elaborate on like you and your connection with your dog.
So I went to the shelter one day and walking around the cages, and if anybody ever has any time, I suggest they go and volunteer at the Humane Society. It's a good thing to do. But I walked around and I made eye contact with my dog, and it just seemed like we bonded from first sight. And ever since then, play together, lay together, we do everything together. We go on walks, it's kind of crazy.
You kind of explain it like that's your girlfriend.
I wouldn't go that far, but I do love my dog.
Now, people don't know, man. I know, you ain't the sharpest knife in the draw. But you went to school to be an IT, and you graduated with that?
Yeah, man. Most people don't know, like, I can get behind the computer.
They gave
you
grades.
I wouldn't say that, you know. I mean, I could go to your house, and I can know what you did last night, and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, because I don't clear my history.
I mean, some people can say that, but I can see what you did 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I can check into your bank statements if I wanted to, but, you know, we're kind of close. We've grown close over these past couple months, so I'm not going to do you like that.
Now, a lot of people think rookies have to do a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a veteran in the room. You're a rookie. We don't have you doing too much crazy stuff, do we?
I wouldn't say so. We had it pretty good as a rookie class. I mean, sometimes we butted heads and we didn't want to do certain things, but that took it pretty easy on us.
We knew what was going to happen.
Nothing was going to happen, but we abided by our rules. We got the chicken. We got the rookie dinner coming up. We're really looking forward to that, but I mean, it wasn't too bad this year.
Nah, it ain't never too bad. It ain't bad as what people think it is.
I would agree, but some places they got you cutting your hair, and if you'd have tried to cut my hair, we'd have had a problem.
We wouldn't have did that. Hey, man, appreciate it. Thank you for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me,
no
man.
No doubt, no doubt.
There's still more to come. We sit down one-on-one with Jimmy Smith ahead of his Pride of the Jaguars induction. And we're warming you up this week on Game Day Grub. This is Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Home.
Hey, just have fun, baby. Have fun, communicate.
Monday.
Rock.
Monday.
I still got to be able to change the setup. I need to send a message with the punch, yeah.
Left tackle Kelvin Beachum mic'd up for the Broncos game. Watch and hear the full Jags Wired segment each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Homes. Now this weekend, another Pride of the Jaguars induction, Jimmy Smith, the former Jaguars wide receiver. Brian Sexton sits down with Jay Smooth in this Baptist Health feature.
Mark at the line of scrimmage. Takes the count, takes the snap, turns, looking for Jimmy in the end zone. Touchdown, Jaguars! Touchdown, Jaguars! Touchdown, Jaguars! And
again, Jimmy, as we put you in the Ring of Honor, in the Pride of the Jaguars, yeah. It's 20 years to the month that the Jaguars made that dramatic run through December to the playoffs, to the AFC title game. Does it seem like 20 years ago that team, which is still held, is the best Jaguars team ever, right? Yeah. Is that seem like 20 years ago?
It doesn't. It sounds like just yesterday. But the thing I most feel proud of about those years and that team was we didn't take much junk from anybody. We were tough. You came down here, you knew that you were going to have to battle with, first of all, you're going to have to battle with us. You're going to have to battle with the Heat. And lastly, you're going to have to battle with our fans. And you know when you came down to the jungle, you were in for a war.
When you guys were young and playing, all the rules, all the constant, you know, nipping like a sheepdog at your heels, it wore on you. You could see that it wore on you. Mm-hmm. Today, when I mention Coach Coughlin, whether it's to Tony or Mark or Fred, you guys start to beam.
Yeah.
Right? You guys, you'd go back and play for him over any other coach, wouldn't you?
Yes. In a heartbeat.
What does he mean to you personally?
He was that second father. You know, I have a father, but my father was in Mississippi. But here, being away from home, you know, he was that second father. And we didn't like it at the time. You know, we complained. We didn't like it, but we weren't mature. But as I've matured over the years, I realized the important role that man played in not just my life, but all of our lives, because all of us feel the same way about Coach Coughlin. It was a tough adjustment. That first training camp in 95 was a beast, and you know it was. And thank God I made it through that, and I made that team. in Coughlin. And I also remember in 99, after I made a couple Pro Bowls, I thought I was the prima donna. Started out training camp and I wasn't performing up to par. And in front of the whole team, Coughlin got on my butt. He said, "Jimmy, you're just letting this preseason go by." Well, hey, I'm going to start one of the stars of the team. You're not supposed to talk to me like that. But he treated everyone the same, whether you were a superstar or whether you're the last guy on the bubble or a guy on the bubble. And that's the great thing about Coughlin. You got to respect that. And now that I've matured and I'm older now, I have my own family, you know, I realize the important role that man played in my life.
Good to see Jimmy Smith doing well. It should be a special day here at Everbank Field. And it's now time to get into the kitchen. Chef Tony and Michaela Bradley, game day grub presented by Tico People's Gas. With a cold front coming through, it's time to warm it up.
Welcome to Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. We are cooking today with our natural gas stove from the Dreamfinders model home in the Palms at Nocatee. Today we've got our star of the show, Chef Tony from Publix.
You're so gracious with the compliments, Michaela. You know, I would love to say that I'm the star of the show, but you know, we do it together. Just
we
like
do
the Jaguars
do
on the field, we do it together.
That's
here
right.
In the kitchen. And, you know, I got this great dish here. You know, you had said your family likes to focus on eating well, health and wellness. Well, we're going to introduce a grain to them called farro. It's a whole grain packed with fiber to offset that carbohydrate count. We're going to bring kale into the kitchen
awesome.
As well.
Kale's popular.
Let's step back here to our natural gas stovetop where we have a pot going. This is a nice Dutch oven. It's a four quart. It's going to be great for what we need. I'm going to put a little oil in here. And then you're going to follow in quickly with some carrots, onion, and celery, the classic French mirepoix. So very, very full of flavor here. Mirepoix.
Oh.
It's full of flavor, deliciousness. All right, gonna get this big spoon right here.
Okay.
We're gonna stir that around. Once we start to get a little bit of softness to the vegetables, you're gonna add our garlic and parsley in.
Okay.
Oh, hey, you like that big spoon? That big spoon's awesome.
I really like
it. So go ahead, garlic in.
Okay.
Parsley in, right? This is like going to the pool. Everybody's doing cannonballs trying to get into the pot here.
An amped up spoon right
here. We have some dried oregano, just a little bit of that. Beautiful.
Okay.
And then let's grab our farro. Let's grab our grain, right? This is, that high fiber grain. That's something alternative to rice if you're reaching for that.
Okay.
Reach for farro. Awesome. You can make risotto with this too if you got that Italian household.
Ooh, we love risotto too.
And now this is toasted, right? The vegetables and
smell that.
Great. Let's put some vegetable stock in there now.
And cooking this on the natural gas stove allows it to cook evenly from what I understand.
Well, that's what we want, right? We don't want something where one half of the pot is going to get hotter than the other half of the pot. We want a nice even cooking. Go ahead, pour a whole bunch
of
it in there.
Okay.
All right. There we go. I love it. A little bit more. It's probably going to take the whole quart.
Okay.
Excellent. And what we're going to put on top of this is some fire roasted tomatoes and some cannellini beans as well. So if you can dump that into our pot. Right, we're getting a little bit more fiber from the beans. We're going to get some great flavor from the tomatoes here. Oh,
wow, that is goodness right there.
Now what we're going to do is let this simmer for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
When it's all done, we'll take some lemon juice, squeeze it over the top, and hit our baby kale right inside of that, and finish it with some feta cheese. And that's our farro and kale stew.
For that recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. There's still more to come. The Vikings are invading North Florida. A preview of the Week 14 matchup is coming up on Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Home.
We have to be able to either score on defense or get the ball back. It's that simple. But at the same time, you know, we want to make them earn things. We're not going to go out and gamble and give up big plays.
The defense playing well for defensive coordinator Todd Wash, but takeaways would be nice moving forward. Welcome back to Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Homes. Let's start off with this Jaguars defense. Yeah, takeaways would be nice. But this offense for the Vikings this week, they're pretty conservative. They don't give it up a lot.
Well, very difficult to get the ball away from them. Exceedingly difficult early in the season. I think they had one in their first five games giveaways, the Vikings. Still, if the Jaguars get one this weekend, it'll be good. If they get two, they win the game.
On the other side, Jaguars offense against the Vikings defense. You know, they're not the Broncos and star power. They can still get it done.
Well, and if you've got Yeldon and some sense of ivory, you're much more balanced and you need that because they do have some good pass rushers and they create takeaways. So you've got to be careful with the football because you haven't been all season long. Hey, they're plus 13, you're minus 18. tells the story.
This defense isn't that much worse than defense came in last week.
That's right. The Jaguars and the Vikings coming up this Sunday, and that's it for Jaguars Weekend presented by Dream Finders Home.